Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The 7 miners perish in an accident at the Golden Valley mine in Kadoma following a freight carriage accident.
From the look of things, it seems the human error and the safety devices which were supposed to be in place were not in place. It seems the waste was not declared.
The government says it is embarking on a $35 million exercise to audit the land reform program after unearthing irregularities, including 10-year-olds recorded as beneficiaries.
We have always been saying that people are actually use their children and their grandchildren to acquire vast tracts of land, which they were unable to actually utilize.
A senior economist urges the West to assist Zimbabwe with foreign direct investment to rescue the Southern African nation from sliding further into recession.
Seven miners died last night at Golden Valley Mine in Kadoma after a carriage carrying 19 miners plunged down the mine shaft. The seven died instantly and the injured were taken to various hospitals in and outside Kadoma. The accident comes less than a week after Deputy President Joyce Mujuru led commemorations at the Wange Colliery Company, marking 42 years since the Kamandama mine disaster, where over 400 miners lost their lives after an explosion at number 2 Colliery in 1972. Sam Piri is a regional officer for the National Mine Workers Union. He says the negligence and lack of safety nets could have led to the accident and the needless loss of lives.
Seven workers of Golden Valley perished. It's roughly about 6 o'clock in the evening. They were about to go to work when the accident happened. The cage in which they were traveling in collapsed and killed about 7. 12 of the 19 survived the accident. This all happened at Pioneer Shaft.
From what you have seen as a union representative, would you say there was some form of negligence resulting in the deaths of these 7 people?
From the look of things, it seems the human error and the safety devices which were supposed to be in place were not in place. It seems the waste was not declared. Because if it was declared, it was supposed to stop recently when it passed the main place where the people were supposed to depart the cage.
In this situation where you think that there was negligence and that, you know, all the safety nets were not put in place, what do you do as a union to help the families of the deceased?
As a union and as the workers' rep, I would have to advise the office and then from there they will take some measures.
Are you satisfied with the kind of assistance that the company is offering to the families of the deceased?
I'm not satisfied because, as far as I'm concerned, the company was supposed to take good care of the whole event. But in this instance, the company only provided $24 for breakfast, of which it's too little or it's nothing in terms of assistance. So this afternoon, as I speak right now, they only brought in some meat and the 4 kgs of 4 liters of cooking oil, 10 kgs of sugar, and the 2 500 grams of utilities. They only promised that the millimeal or maize will have to be delivered later, but we don't know when.
Do you know when the deceased are going to be buried?
Yes, for now, the company has not given any light to when they are going to arrange for burials. They are still in closed door meetings with the Inspector of Mines and the police.
And that was Sam Piri, regional officer for the National Mine Workers Union. He spoke with us from Kadoma.